guys, welcome back to my podcast. It's your girl, M to the A to the CHI, Machi of Lagos, one and only. I am so excited, guys. Today is a big day for Christians all over the world. We are celebrating the resurrection of Christ, the one who died for us, and it's an exciting day. It's a day where we eat rice and shaking. It's a day where we go and visit people, you know, and eat rice in their house. It's a celebration day. It's like Christmas. Because we celebrate Christmas the day Jesus was born, celebrate Easter the day Jesus resurrected. An amazing, amazing day. Well, speaking about Jesus and all the love that he has for me. Now, let me personalize this. I know that he loves us all, but let me personalize this. Permit me to. All the love that Jesus has for me, I just started thinking about it today, like, miraculo, macho, like, babe, do you even think about the things you do before you do them? Because there was all things. I was just thinking about the bad things I've been doing, like, all the things that hurt Jesus, all the things that I'm not supposed to be doing. Why is it that one that I want to go and do? Why is it that the one that they say you should not do that you go and put your head that you want to do? Now, on this, let me give you guys gists, small gists. Before we move into episode 5 of my Lagos life, let me give you this gist. I remember this gist when I just finished eating my Easter rice and shaking. I was just lying down on the floor, and the thing just came, bah, hit me on my head that, remember that one time that you did this? So, guys, let me let you in on one bad thing that I did long, long time ago. So, long time ago, I had this friend. I won't call his name. Of course not. He was an amazing guy. We talked about everything. We were friends, just friends. He was slim. Slim in a cute way, not slim in a, you know, bad way. He was slim. What should I say? He was thin and cute. Intelligent, and I liked him, and we talked about a lot of interesting things together, and we did a lot of interesting things together. We went to a lot of interesting places together. Our friendship was getting really, really strong, and we started to form a bond. And I think that at a point we started having butterflies in our stomach for each other. You know, we'll talk on phone for a very long period of time. He'll come to my area, we'll sit somewhere and talk for a long period of time. But here, there was one thing we had not done. We had not been at an enclosure before. We had not been at a private place where, like a room or something. We had never been in that kind of situation or place before. We had always met at a public place, guys. But now, remember I said we were having butterflies in our stomach for each other? So we started kissing and stuff. We just started kissing, you know, all of that good stuff. Jesus Christ. I don't know why I call it good stuff. I don't know why I call it good stuff, but kissing is good, guys. It's good. Y'all can agree with me. So that aside, one day, Oga was on his own. Machi now on her own, like bad child. Because I was having a lot of wild thoughts for this guy, like wild thoughts in my head. And I said, okay, let this thing manifest into reality, I beg. And I called him. I said, you know what? Today I don't want us to go to our usual place. I want to know where you stay. I want to go to your house. I want to stay with you in your house. And he was like, okay, great. If that's what you want. I got dressed and I got to his house. See, yeah. Baba did not look like he was expecting anything. He was that cool. He was a cool guy. He did not really, was not really interested in all those sexual thing, even though he liked it. But then me now, I say as bad child that I am, I had all the imaginations that for both of us, I had all the imaginations that could carry both of us. Now, he shouldn't worry. I had it all figured out in my head how that day was going to go. So, at his house, we had a meal, we had drinks, and then we were just staying. And after that, he kissed me. That kiss was not like the others. This one was different. This one looked like it was going to produce something more. And you all know that I went to that house with something more in my mind. But here was one thing I did not have in mind. I did not have sex in mind. I knew we were going to have romantic time. He was going to touch me in all of those places, you know. But like, I did not at all think about penetrative sex, okay? Yes. So, I got there, and he was just kissing me, you know, all of that good stuff on my neck. Oh, God. And I was loving it. I was enjoying it. I was not in this world anymore. And then he would stop, pause, look straight into my eyes for minutes, and then go back into kissing me again, and then look at me right straight into my eyes. I don't know why he was doing that, but I think it was a charm. He was drawing my soul out of my body, you know, that guy though. And at a point, after we had kissed, fondled, smooshed, he lifted himself up, zipped down his trousers, and brought out penis. You guys, so that was not the weird part. What I'm trying to tell you guys now in this podcast, in this audio right now, is that the amount of his penis, the size, I mean the way that God constructed it. Hey, what? No, what is this thing that I'm looking at? Like, waiting be this thing with my eye just to see. Like, it's what is looking at me? What's this thing standing right in front of me? Is that a penis of a human being or that of a horse? Wait. Why would a slim guy, someone this small, have this huge appendage between his legs? I couldn't figure it out. My mind was, I was blown away. My mouth was open. I was like, what? Like, really? What is this? So I tried to play cool, guys. I was looking at this. Is this guy, is he serious? Like, is this thing ever going to go through a woman? Wait, is there any woman in the world who would spread her legs and take this massive thing? Will you not hurt? I had a lot of questions in my head. I mean, my spirit, soul, and body was not there anymore. I just wanted to run away. And yes, I did. I tried to handle that situation in a more mature way. But you guys, I stood up in a hurry and was like, are you okay? And I guess, yes. I just remember that my mom said I should come back home, you know. And I ran. See, the way I left the house, I'm sure he knew something was wrong, but he just could not place it that I was running away from what God gave him. I mean, it's not fair to this guy. It wasn't fair to him that I did that, but I had to do it. I deleted his number. I disconnected from him totally, guys. See, that was how scary the size of his penis was to me. It was so large. I had never seen anything like that in my life. See, up like this, I have still not seen like that in my life. What? Okay, I think that I'm one of those women who do not like excessively big penises. Like, please have a normal penis. I don't even know what normal penis is, but don't wound me. Is it no pleasure you want to have? Don't wound me. Don't wound me. You want to hinge on me? You want to wound me? Don't do that. You know? So I caught up from this guy, innocent guy. He was cool. Jesus Christ. I'm sure he messed up with his entire month, year, life, because he couldn't talk to me. He didn't know what he did to me. He didn't know what happened. I just disconnected from him till today. Guys, it's been 4 years. It's been 4 whole years. And please don't ask me why I ran like that. I said I just could not imagine having that kind of big element inside of me. Anyway, I did not even plan to have penetrative sex with him. I would have said no anyway. But Jesus. Okay. Until today, I've not heard from him. I mean, wherever you are, you're a good dude. Maybe I just wasn't a woman enough to take what other women would have taken. And I'm so sorry I put you through all that. I mean, I feel like I punished this guy for what God gave him, for what he did not even give himself. It was natural. Why would I treat him like that? Why? I ran away and I made you feel bad. I'm sure, I know that he felt so bad. I mean, for 4 years, he'll be wondering, where is Miracle and what happened? I think after that year, that was when I got admission into school. And he has not seen me again. Oh, God. And then my question is, who sent me? Like, who been sending me? Who been telling me, say, come up for your house, go meet man. Who asked me to walk to sin, hurry to sin? I'm sure God, Jesus would have been in heaven on his throne. Like, okay, good. Face it. You went for it. You said you wanted it, so face it. You know? And then I'm just thinking, like, what if was a stronger guy, like a more muscular guy that I went to see? I knew that kind of people. Now imagine you want to run, you have put him in the mood that you want to run, he just grab you. Now so therefore, just no, let me not even think about it. I can't even think about it right now. So you guys, that is the gist I had for you. Okay, bye.